What a charming, old-fashioned room. What is behind that curtain?
I keep my clothes there.
Yes. If anyone were forced to conceal himself in this room, he must do so there. The bed is too low for concealment. Watson, Stone, stand back. I'm going to draw the curtain.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Except your suits, Mr. Soames. All the same, I wonder...
Hello, what's this? Well, now, gentlemen, our search has not been in vain. What's this?
It's another of the pellets.
A black, doughy mass.
With grains of sawdust in it. Your visitor seems to have left traces here, as well as your study, Mr. Soames.
What could he have wanted in my bedroom?
It's clear enough. You came back by an unexpected way, and so we had no warning until you were at the very door. What could he do? He caught up everything which might betray him and rushed into the bedroom to conceal himself.
Good heavens! Do you mean to tell me that all the time I was talking to Bannister, we had the man prisoner if we'd only known it?
Yes, so I read it.
Mr. Soames, I understand you to say that there are three students who use this stairway and are in the habit of passing your door.
Yes, there are.
And all three are in for this examination?
Yes.
Tell me about these students.
Well, in the lower of the three rooms, immediately above me, that is occupied by Gilchrist, a fine scholar and athlete, plays in the rugby and cricket teams for the college, and got his blue for the hurdles and the long jump. He is a fine, manly fellow. His father was Sir Jabez Gilchrist.
Sir Jabez Gilchrist? Mm-hmm. I remember him, quite notorious in his day. He ruined himself, did he not? Gambling.
Horses, yes. But
alas, that is so. Young Gilchrist has been left very poor. But he is hard working and industrious and will do well.
And on the next floor?
Daulat Ras.
The Indian.
A steady, methodical man, well up in his work, though Greek is his weak subject.
And on the top floor?
Miles McLaren. Brilliant fellow when he chooses to work. One of the brightest intellects of the university. But he is idle, dissipated, wayward in his habits. He has been gambling heavily all this term, and must contemplate the examination with dread.
And it is he whom you suspect.
No, I did not say so, did I? I will not go so far as that. Let me say only that of the three, he is the least unlikely.
Precisely. Now, I should like to talk to your servant Bannister.
Yes, I will call him.
Before you do, one thing. After you'd discovered the occurrence, you summoned Bannister. He came to you, you told him what had happened, he felt faint and had to sit down.
Yes?
Yes. The chair by the window, you said this chair?
Yes.
Yes, a long way from the doorway. He stumbled across the room.
I helped him.
You gave him a brandy.
Unwise.
Yes. Ask him to come here.
At once. Bannister! Bannister, come here, please.
It is within the rooms, Watson. The answer to the riddle is here. The window? I think not. The work table? That is part of it.
He is on his way.
Yes, it's best that he should not know who we are.
Ah, yes, indeed.
You called, sir?
Bannister, yes. These gentlemen
are... We are from the university board, Bannister, and we're investigating this unhappy business. And we think you can be of help.
Yes, sir.
When you unlocked the door of this room to find Mr. Soames absent, did you look at the papers on the table?
Oh, no, sir. Certainly not.
How came you to leave the key in the door?
Oh, I had the tea tray in my hand. I thought I'd come back for the key. But then I forgot.
So, anyone in the room could get out?
Oh, yes, sir.
When Mr. Soames returned and called for you, you were very much disturbed.
Oh, I was, yes. Why, such a thing has never happened during the many years that I've been here. I nearly fainted, sir.
Yes, I understand. Where were you standing when you began to feel faint?
Where was I? Well, here, sir. Near the door.
Ah, that is singular, because on feeling faint, you sat down on that chair over yonder. Near to the corner. Why did you bypass these other chairs,
Well, I don't know, sir. Well, it didn't seem... Well, I really don't...
You stayed on here after your master left.
Well, only for a minute or so, sir. Then I locked the door and I went to my room.
Whom do you suspect?
Oh, I wouldn't venture to say, sir. I don't believe there's any gentleman in this university who is capable of profiting by such an action. No, sir. I'll not believe it.
Thank you. That will do.
Thank you, Bannister.
One more word, Bannister. You've not mentioned to any of the three gentlemen whom you attend to that anything's amiss.
Oh, no, sir. Not a word.
Very good. You may go.
Thank you, sir.